Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is October the 20th and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of Mark chapters 10 to 12. Are we truly obeying God's greatest commandments? We read in Mark chapter 12 verses 28 to 31 like this. Then one of the scribes came and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like this is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. The Torah or the Old Testament law was given by Jehovah to the people of Israel through Moses at Mount Sinai contains 613 individual commands. However, the importance of each of these individual commands had not yet been discerned by the Jewish religious intellectuals even during the time of Jesus Christ. In those days, the scribes were the professional interpreters of the Old Testament law. So it is not surprising that one unnamed scribe who was impressed by the profound wisdom of the teacher asked Jesus to reveal the most important of all the commandments of the Torah. This was one life's most basic question, as the scribe was really asking for a concise statement of the main aim of the existence of humans on this earth. Jesus answered this question by appealing to two summary commands that balance one's responsibility to God and neighbor. Jesus stated that the internal condition of the heart is more important than external obedience to temple rituals. Jesus began by quoting from the opening words of the Shema, the Jewish statement of faith and a call to worship. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This one God should have the supreme place in our life, and no other love should be allowed to rival our love for God. Thus, Jesus summed up our responsibility to God with these words, Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. What we see is that Jesus repeated the word all four times. So the question arises, when do we love the Lord God as Jesus commanded? Is this love limited to our weekly spiritual exercises during our Sunday morning worship, which is just about 0.9% of our waking life? No, our love for God should be displayed all of the waking hours of every day, every week, every month, and every year that we are alive on this earth. While the first commandment summarizes the first four of the 10 commandments, the second is the essence of commandments 5 through 10, which relate to the treatment of other people. The second commandment teaches us to love our neighbor as ourselves. We are to love God more than ourselves and our neighbor as ourselves. Thus, the life that really counts is concerned first with God, then with others. The second commandment fittingly joins the first because our genuine love for God naturally results in a love for others. Love for our neighbor is a practical outworking of our love for God. Thus, while the old covenant focuses on the external practices of devotion, Jesus presents devotion as a matter of the heart. Devotion is a matter of developing an intimate relationship with a loving God, learning the warmth of a life that draws near to His Heavenly Father's heart. Let us understand that only our total undivided love for God can empower us to truly love other people even as we love ourselves. Let us sincerely ask ourselves this question, am I truly obeying God's two greatest commandments, loving God and loving others?